Cuba, and much more. Today is Wednesday, September 13, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel Bermúdez, in his role as President pro tempore of the G77 plus China, and Prime Minister Manuel Marrero Cruz have checked the state of the facilities that will host the meeting, according to media reports. Among the facilities that will host the participants in the event are the Havana Convention Palace, the Palco Hotel, Pub Expo, the El Palenque Restaurant, and the Cubanacan Hall. Heads of state and government of several countries are confirming their attendance. The Jose Marti International Airport is getting ready to receive the different delegations. The summit convened by Cuba in its capacity as the presiding country of the Group of 77 in China will take place on September 15 and 16 under the theme, The Current Challenges of Development, the Role of Science, Technology, and Innovation. Cuba assumed, for the first time, the pro tempore presidency of the group in January this year. The extraordinary summit of the group will address current development challenges and the role of science, technology, and innovation among the countries of the South. Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero Cruz received Tuesday at the Palace of the Revolution his counterpart from Djibouti, Abdelkader Kamil Mohamed, on an official visit to Havana to participate in the G77 in China summit. In his profile on the social network X, formerly Twitter, Marrero Cruz reported the meeting held with the head of government of the African nation, who several days ago had confirmed his attendance to the high-level segment of the integrating bloc. Kamil Mohamed and his accompanying delegation confirmed, together with his Cuban counterpart, the excellent state of bilateral relations. At the same time, both parties ratified their interest in further strengthening ties between the two nations. Cuban producers and entrepreneurs will take part for the first time in the International Wine Festival of the Hotel Nacional de Cuba to be held from October 4 to 6. The organizers of that meeting added that it is a new batch of wine producers on the island who are promoting the most recent economic measures to face the difficulties. The president of the Havana La Giraldilla Vintners Club, Kaylor Rodriguez, announced that this year the most important exchange in the industry will have the presence of micro, small, and medium-sized companies from Cuba dedicated to wine manufacturing. He said that the presence as exhibitors will further raise the prestige of this work in the country and even facilitate marketing abroad. He specified that these will select, analyze, and evaluate the organoleptic qualities of the products of all the companies at the event coming from the provinces of Havana, Artemisa, Cienfuegos, Holguín, and Santiago de Cuba. Rodriguez reported that on October 5, the hotel will have a room where the delegates, that is businessmen, entrepreneurs, officials, sommeliers, and journalists, will carry out tastings of national wines, grapes, or fruits. Argentines and Cubans are paying tribute to guerrilla fighter Ernesto Che Guevara this Wednesday at a ceremony in Caraguatay, Misiones province in northeastern Argentina. The tribute is part of the activities organized within the context of the Days of Solidarity with Cuba so as to strengthen historical, cultural, and friendship ties. It also marks the 50th anniversary of restoration of diplomatic relations between the two countries just 1 month before the 56th anniversary of the death of Guevara, a symbol of struggle and bonds between both peoples. The event was organized by Hector Agosti Marxist Studies and Training Center, the Regional Coordinating Committee of the MAS Cuba Movement, and the International Relations Observatory of the Victoria Foundation. It includes keynote speeches, cultural performances, and meetings in several locations in Misiones. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unite us.